contributor, Eric Larson and Justin Lee. Sorry, Justin Harrison. So let's roll this video.
Hi, I'm a doTERRA IPC.
Hello, and I am from Zambi International.
And what is Zambi?
Zambi is the most world-famous drink that you will find on the planet. What happens is that the berries that fall in the spring in Zambia are picked up by tribal elders. The tribal elders put them into the vats. They walk around, they break up the berries. The berries combined with the foot sweat actually works to make the best product on the planet. Do you know that there's scientific research that confirms that tribal foot sweat has great ORAC scores and antioxidant value?
I did not know that.
Have you ever heard of halitosis?
Yes.
Deviated septum?
Yes.
Tourette's?
Yes.
Body odor?
Yes.
Foot smell?
Yes.
Do you have any of those?
No.
That's too bad, because if you did, we have the perfect product for you. With the Zambi juice.
So it's a one size fits all.
One size fits all is important because it helps me to stay focused.
Well, we believe in having choice and options using nature's natural medicine, essential oils.
Choices, smoices. I've been using the products for months now, and it has changed my life. People told me I would never fit into this again, and look at me. I look awesome.
You should have listened to them.
So what do you think? Let's see, how do I stop sharing? Did you get to see some of that, Tiffany?
I just caught the tail end of it. Tell me what it is.
So back in the day when we were making videos with Shane.
Oh boy.
we did a whole series of videos, some with Eric Larson and Justin Harrison. And that one was a mockumentary of so many other network marketing companies who offer a one-size-fits-all product. And so this was Eric being famous and sarcastic and pretending like he's representing a company called Zambia that brings berries that have to be harvested in the morning, you know, anyways. I'll post the link in here.
Will you send it to me so I can see this great art piece of artwork?
It is glorious. And as you can tell, Eric just embodies that one size fits all so well with that women's shirt that he was wearing for that video shoot.
Oh, Andy, I love it. We made a lot of videos back in the day. What was that song? We were going to make our own doTERRA, that song that was really popular for like a summer. And we were like going to jump on and make, and we were going to be in like swimming bags in a swimming pool or
in the caterpillar
and like punching a giraffe in the face or something. It was just bizarre. What was the name of that song?
I always forget it. And then I always remember it like an hour after we talk about it.
Yeah. We'll have to track that down. That was good times.
Oh goodness. Okay, so for everyone who is ready for some good times, there's the link to that little one size
fits. Right. So we're starting off with some, you're turning up some good energy already, guys.
Hey, comic relief, I think, is one of the best ways to start a day.
I think you're right. I think there's a lot to that. So good morning, everyone. I'm glad to hear Andy Goddard is setting the stage for you all, that we're just like, hey, let's put in the joy. Let's do it.
Exactly. So how are you, friend?
I'm doing really good. It's summer.
I know.
I'm representing summer today. I'm wearing, it's officially summer. We've got cherries, red lipstick. Occasionally, you know, we're just throwing out some fun because guess what, everyone? It's summer and it's glorious.
Summer Tiff is in the house.
Summer Tiff is here. This is for sure. Yep. We've talked a lot about that. There's power in play though, don't you think?
Yes, because absolutely.
Like yesterday, yesterday I had a really productive day because it's like I want to be productive. I want to be in creative space because I'm playing a lot. And so then when I am in workspace and in creativity, it's like complete joy. So there's some good things to balance there, right? You want to work hard, play hard. I believe in both.
Absolutely.
How are you doing, my friend? What's new in the Goddard home?
Well, I was just watching a TED Talk this morning, and I thought I'd post a link to that too. Some of us, one of the questions we get most often is, how do I motivate my team, right? And in this TED Talk, he actually talks about how incentives are counterproductive with certain tasks. So, most big companies use big incentives to try to drive production. But he talks about how that only works with really menial tasks, like tasks that a robot could do. But when it comes to creative and outside the box thinking, performance actually goes down when offered an incentive. So it's a really short talk. I put the link here in the comments. Go check it out. It's called The Puzzle of Motivation. So really great watch.
Yeah. So powerful. I think one thing that I'm thinking about today, or that's been up for me the last little bit as well, I love that, is just thinking about, right, it's finding the motivation for yourself with your team. But I've also been, what's been kind of in real time for me in my own personal growth, is I've been doing this 21-day challenge. It just wrapped on Monday with a guy named Mike Dooley, and focusing on the power of visualization. Right. And spending time daily, like your mind is this like mini little creation machine, and focusing on it. I don't know about the rest of you, but I sometimes forget about that power, and that just the power of dropping into seeing yourself. And that's one of those tools you can absolutely share with your team, is they're part of their morning ritual. Part of your morning ritual is to take 2 minutes, 2 to 4 minutes is all, and just visualize seeing how your day goes, seeing yourself with your goals achieved, seeing yourself, you know, happy and healthy, and seeing yourself, you know, and seeing your back office where you want it to be. And you know what I'm saying? It's just the power of, are you visualizing regularly? Because that is definitely one of those things in our toolbox. I know it works. And it's one of those things myself where I just went through my own course to focus on, okay, I really am going to choose into seeing, like, are we using our vision, right? And the power of vision, and whether we want to quote the Holy Bible to, you know, Tony Robbins, to Mike Dooley's work, to whoever, is the power of seeing. Like, are you seeing lately? You know, conscious seeing, and dropping into your own ability to see vision in your life. I think for me, when we talk about, you know, some of the things that are up for me in real time, that's one of those things that I've been practicing more the last few weeks in active time, is just dropping into and seeing yourself, all kinds of various things, from peace and harmony to health, to business, to growth, to relationship, to, you know, travel, to you name it. And I just think, gosh, there's some real power in that. So I don't know. That's something though that I've been thinking about, is, yeah, it's just like in this moment right now, I want all of you to take a moment, maybe close your eyes, take a deep breath, and just see yourself peaceful, and see yourself with a smile on your face, and just see yourself in a way where you're like, oh, okay, I'm seeing myself interacting with my kids with joy and peace, and, or I'm seeing myself, you know, teaching a class, or I'm seeing myself, you know, cross a finish line, or seeing myself at convention, you know, when we're back in person together, seeing yourself cross, you know, the stage and being acknowledged, and, you know, whatever it might be, but just choosing to, are you taking time to see in your mind's eye a combination of how you choose to show up, how you feel, what you're manifesting? Just the power of vision is that when we lose our vision, or when we don't keep vision in front of us, we simply repeat what's familiar. It has been said that man without vision repeats the past. And so it's just aware about awareness to, gosh, am I consciously choosing to drop into my mindset and my vision and to my, you know, architecting of my life? I think for me, that's one thing I've just been recently reminded of, the power of it. So thanks for letting me share that.
No, it's so true. I love everything you shared. And it's so easy to just jump into the stuff, right? The routine of the day without just stepping back and getting intentional, right? Like, it's visualizing is maybe the greatest tool, an underused tool I can think of. One of my mentors, Brett Harward, He wrote a book called The Five Laws That Determine All of Life's Outcomes. And he says, you know, successful people focus on the future. Like all they talk about is the future, as if that's more real than what is. And average people focus on the present and the past. You know, they're complaining about the weather or talking about, you know, how this or that, and it's what is instead of what could be. Think about the great leaders of all time, like Martin Luther King Jr. I Have a Dream is all about where we could be, right? It's about this future possibility. And you could tell that that's where he lived. He lived in what was possible, not what was.
Mm-hmm. So I love that. Thank you for adding that vision too. And I think for all of us, it's just the power of practicing it, right? Like I like to say it when I teach on visualization and I go through my course there. By the way, I have a free goal setting course on my website. You can access at tiffanyspeaks.com. It's a great, it's like a 12-page companion workbook and about an hour and 20 minute audio. And some of these principles, we touch on this there. And for those of you, some of us have been through Mindset Makeover. We go deep on 1 week about visualization and manifesting and so forth. But it's just the power of, I call it visit your vision. Just like, I mean, Andy, I've been with you several times to this beautiful space you and your wife are creating. And how many more times, obviously, you guys have been there. But I've visited this space as it's in creation, the building of a new home, right? And similar, if you're building a new home, you are going to visit that vision or visit that zip code. You're going to visit it regularly to see the progress and to see the progression of that dream. Well, think about all your dreams that way. Is you're the architect of your life and thinking about, am I regularly dropping into, where am I going? What are we creating? How's it coming along? Am I spending time in the vision is to visit your vision, right? And to show up that way. It's such a powerful, powerful reminder of just dropping into that for yourself. And yeah, Janice asked, what'd you say? We don't keep the vision in front of us. We keep, and I said that, and that I read this somewhere. So, and I don't know whose it is, or it was a quote, I think on Pinterest that just said, when we don't keep our vision in front of us, we simply, when man does not keep, man or woman does not keep their vision in front of them, they simply repeat the past. Because again, we're just on autopilot at that point. I know you and I have talked about in the past a book called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And they talk about in that research, they estimate around 45% of our daily decisions are not conscious choices. That means like half your life is just run on autopilot, right? We've all probably had the experience when you are driving somewhere and your mind is in some other thought process. And yet you've been driving a full-on vehicle, you know, and 15 minutes goes by and all of a sudden you mentally check in and you're like, wow, where was I? I mean, some of it, you might even, it's like, gosh, you're thinking about something else, putting on some mascara. I mean, I wouldn't recommend that, but it happens sometimes, you know, but it's like all of a sudden you check back in is that how much of our lives, if we're not, and especially it's just like we repeat what's familiar. And so with our finances, with relationship or our reactions to things, or our health choices or so forth. That's why, you know, sometimes, you know, having a treat bowl out in my house, I just don't really do that. Cause a lot of that, you just constantly, you know, you're just not even thinking about it. And so it's just being aware for all of us as your powerful creators. And I'm just inviting us, we're right at the cusp, like next week. Yeah. We meet next Wednesday. I love this. We're meeting on July 1st. We're right at the midway point of the year of 2020. Now, and I know 2020 has been like 10 years in 6 months. I'm aware of that. I feel that too. It's like, oh my gosh, what is even what? Okay. But the reality is that it is a great time to look at. I like to see July 1st as a new mini New Year's and to think about what have I learned the first 6 months? What have I, you know, what are my wins and victories? What are some of my distractions? I think we all have some similar ones, you know, but I think that we get the opportunity to really kind of look at resetting maybe some new goals or recommitting to the goals we've set before, you know, is coming to that place, but it's just an opportunity that we can look at and think about. We are going to, you know, set some new goals and come back to practicing your vision. Again, is that you want to visit that vision regularly. You want to see yourself. But I like to even just see myself like today, you know, I've been playing pretty hard. I'm a little physically, if I allow myself to be, I'm a little physically tired, but I've already in practice this morning was mentally visualizing, seeing me in great energy. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm ready, you know, inviting prayer into my life that I can be on purpose because I'm in coach mode for the next few hours. And so it's like, I want to show up regardless if I had a late night, irrelevant, like I want to have this experience. And so I'm very intentional today about, no, I feel good. I have great energy. Got my green juice. I got my oils. I got all the things, you know, but I've got, it's important that our brains too. It's like from simple things of how am I going to show up today with my kids? To when my, you know, I get home or how do I want to show up online or to all the other goals that you could be seeing, your dream home, your business growth, your health goals, your travel goals, you know, all the things is to see them in your mind. So anyway, thank you for letting us go there this morning as I just think as in combination with the timing of the year and looking at like, okay, it's a great time to really look at again, our vision and our goals and what we're working on and let's create, you know, let's create some intention together in your life.
I love it.
So good can stuff. I ask one last thing on that is I would love for you to take some ownership in the chat box. And remember, some of you are sharing some great comments this morning. You're just sending them only to panelists, which just means Andy and I can see them. So send them to panelists and attendees when you're sharing in chat here on Zoom. And if you're in Facebook, on joining us Facebook Live, you put it in the comments as well. But I want each of you to claim what's one thing you want to manifest or create in the next 30 to 60 days to 6 months, but somewhere in the next 30 days to 6 months, what's one thing you want to create? What's one thing you want to create, you know, manifest or work on? It can be something to you that feels simple, to large, a big stretch, but what's one thing you want to manifest? Good stuff. Andy, would you be willing to share what's one thing that you would like to manifest or that, and again, maybe it's more of a habit or an attribute in yourself to a physical creation of something, but I'd love to know, like, I want Andy to share.
Awesome. So we definitely have our sights on founders, being the one of the 2.0 founders. But one of the things that, you know, you and I and Natalie have been talking about for years is a book, and it's been on the board for 2020. Like this is the year that I declared it. So it's time to get cracking on that.
I love it. Yes, this makes me so happy. Do you feel nervous saying that out loud?
I do, yep.
That's a good thing, good indicator.
Total butterflies, yep.
Yeah, I love it.
So I'm excited though.
I love it, love it, love it.
I love the comments.
Yep.
Founders 2.0, consistent IPES, more awareness myself. Love it.
I'm blocking. I love it. Seeing good stuff.
Solid gold. So Melinda asks what the book is about. And it's about true freedom. So Natalie and I have this crazy belief that you were born to be free and that doTERRA is just this incredible vehicle for creating emotional freedom, physical freedom, financial freedom. And so it's kind of a workbook as well for creating that freedom.
I love it. Freedom.
Freedom.
I'm a big fan.
Well, should we jump to some coaching?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go for it.
Okay. We'd love to bring you on live. So we'll prioritize anyone. If you want to raise your hand in the Zoom chat, then we'll know that you want to come on live. Otherwise, you can post your questions in the chat box or in the comment box on Facebook. We've got lots of great visions being posted on Facebook too. Love it.
Yeah, good stuff. And what's brewing this morning? What is it that you're up to? And Andy, I love all the love in the chat box. It's like, yeah, we all want the book. So yes.
Good stuff. We should have kept some of those questions from last week because we had like 10 or so pile in at the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, maybe did everyone have a late night like me? Maybe they're just waking up just a little bit, you know? I'm just on like summer sleep schedule where it's like, hey, let's eat popsicles and sleep on the tramp and let's be, you know, let's just play. But maybe you're with me. But hey, if there's anything we can help serve or support you with, we'd love to have you. So if you want to join us, feel free to do that. And if you want to join us live, great. And if you want to just put a question in the chat box or Zoom, we're here to help support you with that.
So Shelly, just raise your hand. We've got you on live. Can you hear us, Shelly?
How's that?
Yep, we can hear you. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
So good. Welcome.
Well, Tiffany asked if we're on, did you ask if we're on, like, had a late night?
Yeah.
Summer schedule.
Yeah, I'm in graduate school, and I've, since the COVID-19, I have adopted the strange schedule of staying up really late, and it's not good, but I finished my quarter, and I'm hoping to get back on a normal sleep schedule. But when I say up late, I'm talking like 3 a.m. because everything is due at midnight Pacific time, which gives me till 3 a.m.
Wow.
To get things handed in. So, but anyway, I have had an interesting year, and I moved 3 times, sold a house, and we're finally settled in a new home. And then COVID, you know, the virus and everything started happening, and my business exploded during that time. And I decided, and I'm a massage therapist as well, and I've been working very heavily up until we weren't allowed to work. And I decided that I was going to dive back into my doTERRA business. And because I mean, after all these years, it has proven over and over, it is the best business model. It's just such a pleasure and a joy. And so I'm diving back into it while going to graduate school. So
I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And all the support over the years, I really appreciate it. Y'all are just awesome. I do have a question. I'm actually terrified. I have a friend who would like to, I've spoken with her, and she would like, I have a position on my team where a gal, it was a position that someone had already held, and then this gal said she wanted it, and I had written out, you know, some expectations. So it wasn't just a regular position where someone just enrolled and they said they would be a leader and then change their mind. Like that, it wasn't that. It was a position that was like a premier position. And this woman, this gal came in and took the spot. But it's been about 4 or 5 years, and she really hasn't showed much interest. We've had some great conversations. But I have someone who would like to take that spot. And I wanted to talk to y'all because I know that you're just so good at those critical conversations, and maybe you can guide me. I want to write a note, a letter, and just, you know, tell her how much I appreciate her. She's not responding to many texts lately. And I don't feel it's personal because we're still good friends. She's expressed that she just does not have time and not really an interest. And the position has been silver in the past. But it's elite, it's hanging out at elite right now. And occasionally it might pop up, you know, during holidays or BOGOs, it might go up to premier. but she consistently, like I have to watch the volume, and sometimes, you know, her order is under 100 and I have to mention it, and it's just, it's awkward, difficult, and I don't know what to do about it. I just need some assistance, some guidance.
So she has already taken over the position.
It's been about 5 years.
Oh, okay.
And she, you know, we've had some great conversations, and so we've had three-way phone calls, and you know, encouraging her to get that order by the 15th of the month. And it's always done on the 25th of the month. It's been 5 years. It doesn't change. And a lot of times it's under 100, and I have to, you know, on the 25th of the month, like I watch it constantly because sometimes her credit card doesn't work, or she's not, how do I say it? I don't want to sound rude, but she's just not in it.
Yeah, it sounds like she herself has said, I don't have time for this, right? Like she's not pretending. So have you brought that up with her? Have you started the conversation yet?
I've tried. There was a season when we were moving and, you know, chaos, and I really, the only time I would contact her is like if I did see that her order, and I know that's not great, but we're friends. She's another massage therapist. And so lately, all throughout the month, way before the 25th, I'll check in and say, hey, how are you doing? I really like to stay, you know, talk with you at least once a week, and just, you know, are you up for that? And she said, no, I'd rather you text. And so when I do text, I don't get any response about how are you doing, how you feeling, can I help you with anything? But she is very responsive. If I notice her order is wonky, she does respond and take care of it most of the time. So I just feel like the only time she responds is when it's about a problem with the order, and it's just awkward all around. And but I have tried. I have attempted the conversation. She said she was willing to respond to text about the business, but has not. Because I have made an effort, like at the beginning of the month, to say, how are you? Can I help you with anything? I invite her to, you know,
right,
all of our workshops and, you know, these calls. And, you know, Laura Jacob, you do our Brilliant Solutions, you know, all throughout the week. There's so many opportunities, and I invite her to everything.
So what would be your ideal outcome in this situation?
Andy, I have wished and wanted, because she is a friend, my ideal outcome is that she would step up and do what she said she wanted to do 5 years ago. But at this point, I have someone ready and waiting to go into that position. And ideally, I mean, I really want this new person in there, ideally.
Yeah.
That's where I am.
Right. So it sounds like we've held on that dream. We've held a space. It's been 5 years. It's clear this is not the path. So the new ideal is for this new person to take over.
Yes.
Awesome.
Indeed.
So I can't remember if I've told the story before of, we had the exact same situation. We had a builder, said they wanted it, said they were in it. But then after a while, it was just really, really clear that it was all talk and no action. So what we did was we had a clarifying conversation. We said, hey, we want this for you. This is what this position requires. You know, in order to have this team fully supported, then you need to be at trainings. You need to be holding your own trainings. You need to be holding X number of classes, and supporting this kind of growth. And it wasn't like outrageous. It wasn't like, you know, doubling every month. It was just, you just need to be showing up.
Right.
And so we set an expectation, and we talked it out. It's not like we were just telling, we were like, how does this feel? Does that seem reasonable? And then we said, so we're going to check in every month to talk about how things are going, and to just do a little return report on what's been done during the last 30 days. And And so there was an expectation set, and then there was a follow-up, and it was, the follow-up was expected. It wasn't like we just came swooping in out of nowhere and you know, caught them off guard. It was fully, the accountability was built in. So we had the 30-day follow-up a month later. They hadn't done a single thing, not one thing at a class. They hadn't been to a training. They hadn't, not a single thing. And so we just said, how did it go? You know, we didn't bring any judgment. We didn't bring any like threats. We just said, so give us a report. How do you feel like the last month went? And they were like, I failed. I failed in every single way. I didn't do a single thing. And we let them self-assess and self-evaluate. And so there was no like us coming down on them. It was just, yeah, I didn't do it. I thought I was going to do it, but I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, okay, so do you want to try again? Or are we clear? And they were like, you know what? This is not my thing. And so we had another builder who took over their position, and they signed it over. And it wasn't a big deal because there was just clarity, right? I love what Brené Brown says. Clear is kind, unclear is unkind.
Right.
So if we're clear up front, then there's none of this 5 years of waiting and building resentment and getting upset and resenting the fact that we're having to do a lot of work for them. It's just like, it's just clear, right? And so I would just start the conversation with her and say, hey, you know, you've talked about wanting to do this, and this team has needs and I want it to grow. And so let's, you know, I don't know if they're ready to let it go just yet. But what I found is if you have that conversation first about what's needed and what do you want to, you know, set as a standard for yourself, then if they let themselves down, it's so much easier for them to just say, look, I'm not in this.
Right.
It's so much easier for them to be that judge than for you to say, hey, you suck and you're not in this.
That's exactly what I don't want it to come off as.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I don't know exactly where you're at in that process. If there have been clarifying conversations about what's expected, I mean, even if you just read the Wellness Advocate Agreement that we all signed, there are clear expectations. I will enroll X number of people. I will train my team. I will, like, you don't have to make this stuff up.
Okay.
Like, you can go back. That's not usually very nice to pull out contracts on people, but it's not like, it's not just you. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
This is what we all agree to as wellness advocates.
Well, I did, when she came into the position, I actually did write out some things because it was already premier. And so I did write out some expectations. They were basic. I talked with Al. He said, Shelly, you're asking too much. So I pulled back and I was like, okay, so place, you know, a minimum order by the 15th of the month and, you know, have some classes and attend some trainings. It was really basic.
Yeah.
And I did have a clarifying conversation a couple of years ago before I moved. It was right before I moved. It was about 18 months ago. And I pulled out the contract again. And, you know, she was going through some changes in her world, getting married. She said, oh, I'm getting married. After I get married, I'll be able to settle down and do this. Well, nothing's really changed. So I have had those conversations and I felt like I was kind, and I just reminded her that this was not her enrolling and her, you know, if she had changed her mind, if she had just enrolled on her own, that's their choice. But this was the specific, like, you came in, if this was a premier position, it was a gift. She's never experienced the pain of building a team. It was given to her.
Yeah.
So I do feel a little bit of resentment towards that. Like,
sure. Well, and that's always, that's the inherent trick with right. somebody taking over a team, taking over a leadership right. position. It's exactly like you said, right? They didn't create it. They've never been in those trenches. They don't, they didn't earn that spot. So I'm so glad that you do have that contract and you did set those expectations, because otherwise it's so rare for those things to work out. You know, it's just awkward, right? Some stranger showing up and saying, "Hi, I'm your new dad.
Exactly.
I'm your new leader." And so yeah, I'm really glad that you've got the contract. So just go in with a heart full of love and mm-hmm. say, "Look, we want you to succeed and to crush whatever you're doing. So let's take an honest look at what you're committed to and, you know, where your actions are."
Okay. That's helpful.
You got this.
Thank you. Can you have this conversation for me?
I know. Nobody can do it for you.
Well, first of all, Shelley, I love this question and I love that we're having this dialogue, because a lot of folks, we can all relate to it. Mm-hmm. And congrats on grad school and all the things that you're doing at the same time. You know, it's like, hey, I'm really busy. Let's do something else.
Yeah, something really difficult and awkward.
But I really love Andy's leadership and coaching on this. I think so right on. And I think especially when we talk about, you know, helping co-create with someone their plans and their sense of accountability, that way it gets you less out of the temptation to be in management role mm-hmm. and more of like support role. I really, of course, love to lead with questions in these kinds of conversations. I mean, that's not new. If anyone spent any kind of time with me in my coaching style, is like lead with questions, whether you're trying to make sales or you're trying to lead or mentor people. And so questions around, if I'm you, things like, you know, I ask everything from, you know, how can I best support you? What does great support look like to you? It sounds like you have asked, because she prefers text, like, how do you prefer to hear from me? Exactly. But I'd also ask those questions like, what do you feel like, what do you think is realistic for you to commit to on a daily, weekly basis in terms of time? Where will it fit in your schedule? What kind of, in terms of the pipes, right? And the doing of the work, mm-hmm. you know, what feels real for you and that you feel like you can consistently commit to on a daily or weekly basis? And just but from a place of, let's strategize this, let's brainstorm this. And what do you feel like? Because sometimes the dynamic, like we were just talking heavily this morning about vision, is sometimes people just don't truly have a clear vision of what does it mean. Like we say, oh yeah, I need to go nourish my network or connect with people, versus like they're literally tracking, hey, I'm having 20 catalyst conversations this week, or I'm nourishing, you know, 5 people in my existing customer base, and then I'm doing X amount of one-on-ones or an online class. Like, really having clarity, like when Andy said, clarity is kind. Well, that's true for other people, but it's also really kind for yourself. Because a lot of times with humans, when we don't have clarity, we're trying to figure out and operate to a feeling. We're trying to say, oh gosh, I guess I'm doing enough, or I'm not, or whatever that might mean, is to have specific measurements of effort. Right? Like, I'm a big fan of measuring effort, not necessarily outcomes, right? And a lot of times we want to focus, yes, on outcomes, which is great too, like a rank advancement, but focusing on what are my revenue producing activities, as I call them, my RPAs, my daily RPAs, my weekly RPAs that I'm doing daily or weekly, but consistently, that help nourish the funnel, that nourish the garden, because that is what we can all directly control. Because so when someone says, hey, and you go, what's your goals this month? Well, I want to go silver. Cool. But that's the outcome versus focusing on what's the effort quotients, right? Like, I can't control, you can influence rank advancement, you can influence sales, but what you can directly control is the effort quotients you're putting out, right? So it's looking at those things in terms of contacts, follow-up, nourishing, classes, teaching, one-on-ones, personal growth, you know, things where you can measure, hey, I'm making the deposits. And the more that as leaders, we help our teams and our leaders strategize clarity to very specific deposits, that makes a huge difference.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I think when we're interacting with each, with ourselves even, of course, but when we're in this leadership position and mentoring other people and then wanting them, is having them have real clarity about what their plan is and what the activities would look like and what's realistic for them to commit to. And some of you know, I've already mentioned that free goals training on my site. One of the strategies of the seven is the is making your goals scalable. And that I love the formula by Raymond Arend is his name, where he teaches this concept called the MTO formula when you're setting goals, and it stands for minimum, target, and outrageous. And so as you're setting those things, say bare minimum, this is what I'm committing to in my business or my exercise habits or whatever, again, when someone's working through their goals. And then your target range, right? And then outrageous. So you might say minimum, I'm connecting or reaching out to, doing my part to reach out to 10 people a week, minimum. Target is 20, outrageous would be 30 plus, right? Now, for some of you said, well, my minimum is 30, right? Just based on where you're at and what you're working on. But having some of those things that give you clear and specific guidelines, I find is really helpful for our ability to follow through, or encourages the ability to follow through because the clarity is there, versus just this like, well, hey, enroll some people, you know, I mean, we could say that, well, hey, okay, what are your goals? Enroll some people this month, you know, versus specific things you're doing that help nourish your funnel and nourish the possibility of those sales or that growth to come along.
Awesome.
Great question, Shelley. Thanks so much for hopping in and
terrified that I made it through. I have a question about, like, let's say she doesn't respond to a phone call, and like, this is difficult over texting. I mean, would a letter, if she won't interact, do I send a letter with these questions?
It's not going to work as well.
Yeah. The person coming in also is willing to purchase the position from her as well. And so I don't know if I include that in the conversation.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think you just say, hey, we need to let's catch up and let's get some time together. Let's go to lunch. Let's go for coffee. Like, it doesn't have to be like, we need to talk, you know. Yeah.
I live about 8 hours away from her, so I can't
take
her to coffee. So
yeah. Okay.
But I did that before I moved and asked her to some of these clarifying questions. And then because I was chicken, I didn't follow up because I didn't hear from her. So we'll let that, you know, it's clarity is kind and,
yeah.
And unclear is it's unkind to everybody all around. And so I let that go. Yeah. I'm in a really awkward situation.
I would say just be persistent this time. Just let her know that this is a conversation you're going to have. I love what Laura Jacobs says, that you can't expect what you don't inspect. And so when we don't follow up, people think, oh, it wasn't serious. It wasn't
right.
It didn't really matter to them.
Right.
Well, you're going to do awesome.
Okay.
We're all cheering for you.
All right. Well, I'm leaving for vacation tomorrow to the Northwoods of Wisconsin. So I will not be able, I don't even know that I'll get to this before I get back, but this person that wants to take over, like, she's like never had anybody. So like, let me know, like, did you call or did what's going on? And she knew I was going to be talking to you this morning. So she's like, good luck on your conversation. So I was thinking about
not speaking up because I was so afraid to do it. I was like, no, she wants me. I've got to move forward on this no matter how it turns out. So.
Awesome. Well, we are all here for you, and you should read some of the chats in the box. There's lots of love here in the community.
I appreciate
just cheering that. For you all the way.
Yeah, well, I will keep you posted. I wish I could take her out to lunch. She is that kind of a friend. She always has been, just now that the distance is
the
problem. And maybe she's not responding to my text because she feels awkward about it. And she kind of, I think she knows where I'm headed because I did ask, can we talk once a week? And she's like, well, I don't really have time to talk and I do better with texting.
Yeah, so. I'm sure that's part of the equation, right? Like there's this karma of, and a lot of times Natalie uses this phrase, like if you're receiving value that you haven't created, then you're creating karmic debt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so there's the principle that, yeah, like there's going to be some awkward or guilty feelings around that. So I'm sure you're right. Well, we're cheering for you. Thanks
all
for
right. Well, going. I'll keep you posted. I'll be back. It'll be 2 weeks. I'll tune in 2 weeks and we'll let you know how things go.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you. All right. Thanks, Tiffany.
Thanks, love.
Okay. We've got Dee raising their hand. So Dee, you are on live. Are you still with us?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. How can we serve you today?
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, if I can just real quickly respond to Shelley, because all the time while you were talking, one thing kept coming to me. And I just have to say it out loud because I learned to really be responsive to my gut.
Yeah.
So what I think is, never give up on anyone in your life because you don't know how their circumstances may change. Today, that person might not see benefits of this business or of sharing these oils as something that is really important in their life. However, 6 months from now, year from now, the circumstance in that person's life may change completely, and that person might be 100% for it. It could be your strongest builder. So I am strongly, I don't think people should kind of like send text messages constantly every week or something, but from time to time, just to keep that relationship going on and for the person to be like, you never know when it's the right moment in their life. So that was my take on it. Andy and Tiffany, if you think that's wrong. Here is my question.
Yes.
And it's probably very ridiculous. And I'm probably the only person in the universe that would ask this question. But about a year ago, some things in my health changed and which impacted my body completely. And I had to start kind of like looking for a new why in this business. And I'm still in a process of doing so. During me and looking at my whys and everything, I was, of course, trying to listen to your lives and to your coaching every week as much as I could. But I discovered one thing about myself, that I truly do not aspire to be a leader. I do aspire to help others, to assist others, to do some great things. But I guess it's not me. I'm not interested in inspiring others constantly to be constantly coming up with ideas, what to say, how to say it, in order to move you from negative thoughts into positive thoughts. It kind of like drains my energy. And at a place that I am right now with my health, I really need my energy. And I think all of that did not really allow me to move in my business as much as I wanted to. So this is basically, it's a twofold question. If it's possible to do that, how do I ignite a desire to be a leader, to inspire others? What is it that drives you to be a leader? I understand the difference. I think I understand what a leadership is. I understand the difference between management and leadership. However, what is it that makes you want to be a leader, want to inspire others? That's one thing. And if it's not possible for me to change that, to make myself want to be a leader, can I still be successful in this business?
So the question is, how do I, basically, how do I become a leader, right? Like,
well, how do, in order to become something, I think you really need to desire to be it. And I lack that desire. You see, my strongest strength is belief. I do believe in other people. I do believe in this wonderful product. I do believe in this business. I do believe that there are opportunities over there. I do believe that I can overcome some challenges, personal challenges that I'm facing. However, I do not... Maybe, I don't know, I don't just have a desire to constantly push others. I don't know how to.
So what's your question, Dee? Is the question then, am I a leader if I don't want to really push people? Or how do I help turn that on? Like, how can we best support?
How do I help turn that on? Thank you. That I think that the way that you put it, how do I help turn that on? How do I help, how do I start wanting to inspire other people? What is it in you that you want to be a coach? How is it that, I mean, if you cannot answer it right away, of course, I mean, it's a really complex question. It is okay if you tell me maybe next week or something, but what is it that makes you be a leader?
Yeah, so thank you for sharing. And I think, see, a lot of it, what we're just sharing and talking about is your mindset and how you see this, right? And that in your mind, there must be this, gosh, I'm lacking something, or I need to be something different to really be this kind of a leader. I think what you already identified is someone who loves to help other people, you know, progress and grow and become their best self. To me, that's like ultimate leadership. Now, I get that you might be saying, I want to develop my confidence to ask more questions or be more consistent or, you know, leading someone to their next level. I think you can work on that. But for me, it all just starts, you know, most obviously starts with that mindset, is how you see that. And then I think you're in the right space with some of those thoughts that you really want to show up in that way. So anyway, I just invite you to consider that piece and like, hey, this is my desire, is to help people to grow. My desire is to help them progress, and that you're just clear and reinforce that thought for yourself, matched with then, yes, as you're practicing, with the people that you are nourishing and that you are leading and that you're in this together, right? And that you're in a space where it's like, hey, I'm here, I'm on the support team. How can I best support you? What do you want to create? What would that look like, feel like? How can I help you achieve what you desire, in leading with those questions. But that's my initial thought, is just that I think you're closer to what you're talking about than you might realize. I just think in your mind, you have this idea of this is what it means or what it looks like, versus, you know, being in this space of, you know, like, hey, it's got to be something different than the way that I am.
Okay. That makes sense. I will definitely start trying to, you know, move my thoughts in that direction. I guess, as you were saying, some other things come to my mind. I guess as a leader, you also have to deal often with some other people negativity. And you need to be able to kind of like handle it professionally and not let it affect you. And I'm thinking right now, it might affect me a little bit more than I would like to. And that is probably sometime bringing me down. It drains my energy. So I think I need to also work in that, on that aspect of the leadership, how to, of course, answer other people's objection and move on. Don't let it affect you. I guess that's also one of the things that I need to work on. So if you have any advice for me as far as how to do that, I would appreciate that.
I think it's a great question. You know, it sounds like you're discovering some limiting beliefs about leadership. So one of those limiting beliefs you're identifying is, as I start to lead and influence others, I'll have to deal with hard things. I'll have to deal with some just human issues, right, that are inherent with life and leading. So I would just do some work around those beliefs. A lot of journaling about, you know, what are my beliefs about it's hard to manage people. It's hard to influence and lead. It's not worth it to get into people's business and to manage hard situations. It's crazy how many of us have created little if-thens or little walls about what we can or won't do. I would just invite you to start getting those thoughts out of your head and onto paper. So as you're talking, I just want to kind of go back to some basics. So this chart represents the belief levels in doTERRA. And so we build as far as our beliefs take us, and we get stuck where our beliefs prevent us from going. So like belief in the product is first, belief in the company and opportunity, belief in yourself, your builders. This is the progressive path in doTERRA. But you've pointed out something that actually is kind of like advanced belief levels. And I'll share that. Where's my preview? I had it open. Hang on one sec. But basically, if you were to break up these, each of the belief levels, there are actually sub-levels within each level. And here it is. Can you see?
Yes.
The levels? Okay. So within each of these levels, there's desire, and then there's hope, and then belief, and then it becomes so sure that it's knowledge. And so belief in the product, you've got people who they believe, and then you've got others who have had so many powerful experiences that they just know. It's an inner knowing. And And so what your question was, what if I don't even want to believe? What if I don't want to lead? What if I don't want to believe in myself? And that's this area that I call darkness. It's another, darkness seems harsh. It's maybe just a lack of awareness, or we don't know what we don't know kind of thing. Like it's outside of my scope of what I'm aware of. And so I would just spend some time there as well. Like, what do I know about leadership? Or what experiences have I had? And what are the pros and what are the cons? What benefits do I see of being able to influence people versus what are the downsides of leading? What are the risks involved in leading? So again, it's the same conversation of I'm having these thoughts, but until we get them down on paper, it's hard to be conscious of all the thoughts that are constantly going. So I would just invite you to do some journaling about, what do I truly desire? If I choose not to influence people and I choose not to lead, what are the downsides of that? If I truly want to leave a legacy, if I want my life to mean something, you're gonna have to influence people. You're going to have to choose into leadership. And so I think it's just a conversation of, am I willing to raise my voice and put myself out there and take a risk by having influence?
That's a profound, really. Thank you so much. Benefits and risks of leading. I certainly will start journaling.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for your great question, Dee. That led to a really great conversation.
Yes. Could you please share those, the chart that you just shared?
Yeah,
on the chart. Screen? Would it be possible in comments or something? I would appreciate that.
It's available at sharesuccess.com/library. So just go to the Share Success website and click on library. I think it's under bonus downloads.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for your question. Wow. Good times.
Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts, Tiff?
I think we've covered some good stuff today. I just invite you to do a little reflection this next week as we think about being at the middle point of the year and thinking about conscious creation and visiting your vision and making some intentional choices. I think those are all good things. Those are things I'm going to be thinking about and doing right along with you in the next few days to come. But thank you for joining us. We're so glad to hear from you. Andy, anything you want to add to this morning or you want to wrap us up with?
Just an amen. So grateful for your invitation to us to be intentional and let this half year marker just be that reminder that we all need that, like you've said before, creation doesn't happen by accident. You know, time progresses whether we do anything or not. So let's use our power of vision and intention to create something beautiful and meaningful.
Yeah, I love it.
Okay.
Hey, my friends, have a great rest of your day and a great week. We'll see you guys next Wednesday.